I'm Graham Pascoe, and I begin by wishing you a happy Australia Day. I hope that some music that I'll play for you will entertain you, please you. All of the recordings that I will play today, with one exception, are Australian recordings. I'll come to the exception probably in about 20 minutes. I'll tell you about it then. The Seekers, a wonderful quartet, Australian artists. They sang I'll Never Find Another You, written by Tom Springfield. That record by The Seekers topped our charts in 1965.
Charms every night my whole life through. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy old Romeo? Please say you're not intending to
too.
Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel, white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a Romeo, Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed a happy ending and please tell me that you
Please, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger for Bing Crosby to introduce in the 1930s, and that recording was made by Frank Ifield in the 1960s. That was one of Frank Ifield's many hits in the 1960s. This next recording was a hit in 1965. In fact, it topped the Australian charts in 1965. It had been a hit 9 years before for Doris Day. That was Normie Rowe and the Playboys recording of Que Sera Sera, What Will Be, a song written by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston. As I said, a big hit for Doris Day in 1956, and that record by Normie Rowe and the Playboys was a hit in 1965.
Hey, old friend, are you okay? Old friend, what do you say? Old friend, are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade, or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure, they'll do. What's to discuss, old friend? Here's to us, who's like us, damn few. So, old friend, fill me in slow. Old friend, start from hello. Old friend, I want the when, where, and how. Old friend. tell you something good. Friends, point out your lies, whereas old friends live and let live. Good friends, like and advise, whereas old friends love and forgive. Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. God knows things were easier then. Trouble is, Charlie, that's what everyone does. Blames the way it is, on the way it was, on the way it never, ever was. Hey, old friend, how do we stay? To say, old friend, how an old friendship survives. One day, chums having a laugh a minute. One day comes and they're a part of your lives. New friends pour through the revolving door. Maybe there's one that's more. If you look hard, maybe two.
The Australian soprano and star of many musical stage productions in Australia, Geraldine Turner, sang a couple of songs which Stephen Sondheim wrote for Merrily We Roll Along. The songs Like It Was and Old Friends, sung by Geraldine Turner, a recording made in 1986.
Come on, Waltzing Matilda, with me. And he sang as he shoved the
Waltzing Matilda, sung by the Australian soprano Marjorie Lawrence with pianist Raymond Lambert in a recording made in Sydney in 1944. Being Australia Day, as I said at the start of the program, I have Australian recordings to occupy and entertain you until 11 o'clock. The next one is not an Australian recording, actually. It's an Australian song in that it was written by an Australian songwriter, Emmett Adams, in 1917. The song is The Bells of St. Mary's, and I couldn't for the life of me find an Australian recording of The Bells of St. Mary's, but it is an Australian song, and it's in this recording sung by Bing Crosby.
Here they are calling, the young love, the true love, who come from the sea. And so, my beloved, when red leaves are falling, the love bells shall ring out for you and me.
Crosby was accompanied by the orchestra of John Scott Trotter in that recording from 1945 of The Bells of St. Mary's, a composition of Emmett Adams in 1917, lyrics by Douglas Ferber. Now, this one that follows is very different and very Australian.
Told her girlfriend Mary Ann,
I've met a man who says he's an Australian.
Fallen for him, have you, Lizzie? Lizzie, blushing, shook her head.
Said Mary Ann, don't think you can fool me. And then she said,
is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh? Is it 'cause he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways, and does he make you go all fuzzy-wuzzy? Got you dizzy, has he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh?
Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie. Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy, wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Izzy, Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie.
Likes my figure, Lizzie then told Mary Ann.
Likes my ways and claims to think 'em what these Aussies call fair dinkum.
Throws a fond eye, talks a bond eye, and he's tried to kiss me twice.
When I've said no, he said good-o, said Mary Ann, how nice. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Izzy, Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh?
Soon this wonder from down under got himself right down to biz.
Lost no time in coaxing Liz to promise that she would be his.
He, being well-born, lived in Melbourne, so they sailed at once for there.
Poor Mary Ann, without a man, repeats this maiden's prayer. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Izzy, Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? He's a buzz of luck. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Izzy, Lizzie, Izzy an Aussie Lizzie,
eh? Izzy an Aussie Lizzie, Izzy.
Izzy an Aussie Lizzie, Izzy. Izzy an Aussie Lizzie, Izzy, Izzy an Aussie Lizzie, Izzy.
Oh, what a delight. I love that. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie. Izzy was written by Malcolm McKechnie, the Australian bass, and B.C. Hilliam, the tenor, known as Flotsam and Jetsam when they made their recording in 1939. Izzy and Aussie, Lizzie, Izzy.
To you. There's no
to you. I gave you some money and I gave you a diamond ring and a big Cadillac called the Christmas and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Dream baby, ain't I good to you? For the things I gave to you. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
World. That was sung by the Macquarie Male Singers under the direction of Roland Orgazak. And that recording was made in 2003. And one of the group was our volunteer, Chris Bacon, who's a volunteer, long-standing volunteer on your community radio station, 2MCFM. It was the song What a Wonderful World was written in the 1960s by Bob Thyle and David Weiss. It was preceded by G-Baby. Don Redman and Andy Razaf wrote that one, sung by Janet Seidel, the Australian cabaret singer, in a recording made in Sydney in 1997. Honeysuckle Rose, written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, played by Len Barnard's band in 1959, and the trumpet solo that you heard on Len Barnard's record was by his brother Bob, the trumpeter. Later in the program, I'll be playing a recording of Bob Barnard's band, quite a musical family. South, written by Benny Moten, a much-favoured song for jazz bands to play, and that band was Graham Bell's All Stars, recording made in Sydney in 1980.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Tremulous and tender.
and listen to the music of the night.
Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams.
Let your thoughts all
Music of the Night, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber for Phantom of the Opera, sung by the Australian duo Judy Connelly and Suzanne Johnson with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. The recording was made in 1998.
The first day of spring, every heart would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. Smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams, if I rule the world, every man would say the world was his friend. There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky. If the day
Barry Crocker's recording of If I Rule the World, written by Leslie Bricusse and Cyril Ornandell.
Coming down seems to say in a voice so appealing, go away, oh don't delay. Oh, there's bamboo all around me, I vow the tom-toms all beat so loudly. Why do the shadows all seem to crowd me? Can't stop this pounding, pounding, pounding in my head. Through the night I toss on my bamboo bed. Bamboo walls, bamboo ceiling, hold me though love is gone. In my heart there is no feeling, but somehow I carry on. Bamboo wall, bamboo ceiling, bamboo dream, leaving my
I used to be a roving lad, a roving and wandering life I had. On any lass I'd frown, who would try to tie me down? But then one day I saw a maid who held at her hand, and I stayed and stayed. And now across the green, I'll go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home. Jean. In Aberdeen I used to know a lass with an errand, her name was Jo, and every night at 10 I would meet her in the glen. But now I'll not see her again, especially not in the glen at 10. For now across the green I'll go home Jean. Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home, I'll go home with Bonnie Jean.
That was I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean, sung by David Gray, who was on television a lot back in the old days, wasn't he? I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean from Brigadoon. That was written by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. It was preceded by Ross Higgins singing Learn to Croon. Ross Higgins, gee whiz, he was a successful singer and a very impressive television career in Kingswood Country back in the 1980s. Ross Higgins.